Tim Dimoff, President CEO of Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, joins me this morning talking security. Hey, Tim, good morning. I saw several stories before the apparent win for Joe Biden about people being concerned about security. You work in this area. What have you been hearing?
Well, Bill, we've been, my company, Sachs Consulting, which we obviously do security and I have ex-military and law enforcement people. We're right now positioned in five different states providing what we call standby security at buildings and locations because there is some fear or anticipation of some type of aggressive behavior may take place because of the election.
And that continues to be a concern this morning from what you're hearing?
Yeah, it's a concern. I think it's gone down a bit, and I think they're still waiting for this to be finalized and then see the results of when the election is finalized and officially a winner is declared. And depending on either side, let's just say Biden wins or Trump somehow comes back through lawsuits and wins, it doesn't matter which side wins. They both have pros and cons supports in their camps.
Tim, you hate seeing a business board up. We saw some of that over the weekend going into this. On the other hand, you can't blame them because it's their business, it's their livelihood, and my goodness, in some of these cities, we saw what happened back in the spring, right?
Absolutely. Just as a precaution, a lot of the major cities are boarding up their windows. In the downtown areas, those seem to be the targets if the protests or violence or destruction or looting happens. It's obviously going to be in more major, larger city downtowns. So as a precaution, they're boarding it up. They don't want to tolerate that. Also on the law enforcement side, they're going to be much more reactive, quicker. They learned from the previous riots and looting that you can't let it start because once it starts, it's so hard to stop it.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services on the story. Tim, thanks much.
Thanks, Bill.